This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel in Colorado Springs. A conservative group has filed a lawsuit against state Democrats regarding their use of an anonymous polling system to set budget and funding priorities. It's the second such lawsuit alleging the state lawmakers are breaking the state's open meeting laws. Two state lawmakers previously filed a suit alleging both parties routinely met privately ahead of public meetings. CPR's Andrew Kenny.
A lot of what they're saying is that these private meetings are happening for, like, say, the Democratic caucus. All the Democrats in the House want to get together and discuss something. Or maybe a few Democrats from a committee are getting together to discuss something before it goes through the whole public debate and vote process. And, you know, the plaintiffs say that's a pretty clear violation of the law, and they ask the court to order a stop to it.
CPR's Andrew Kenny. There are also concerns with emails and messaging apps like Signal, which automatically delete communications. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado rose by more than 20 patients to 77 this week. That's their highest level in 2 months, but still remain relatively low. The state has also reported a rise in cases and in the percent of positive tests. A variant called EG5 is a descendant of the Omicron strain and made up nearly 13% of samples as of mid-July. A new booster for this new variant is expected this fall. The tornado that touched down in eastern Colorado on Tuesday was likely an EF3 level storm. The tornado's winds reached 150 miles per hour. No one was hurt, but two homes, power poles, and agricultural equipment were also damaged. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.